Chapter 36. So there I was, feeling like I was floating, and I was thinking to myself, so this is what it's like to die a Jedi and fade from existence like my grandfather. A sheepishly grinning Corrin Horn towled back to off himself. Then I noticed that despite the numbness, I still had a touch of pain from my hand. I also realized I was being bumped around a bit, which didn't strike me as appropriate for a disembodied spirit, but I couldn't open my eyes, so I hung in for the ride. Luke shook his head, which is when you discovered that Ganner had returned and was lifting you above the slash rats and out of the shell. Corrin nodded. Yes, against my orders he had Trista bring the dalliance around. They lazed the top off the big shell, and hanging from the landing ramp, Ganner pulled me up. If he hadn't... Corrin's wife, Mirax, tossed Corrin a robe from the hospital room's small wardrobe. If he hadn't, he'd be running from me. It's also a good thing they stuck you in the back to tank on the dalliance. That venom would have killed you otherwise. Sure, but imagine their surprise if it hadn't worked. Corrin gave a last rub of his hair with the towel. They put me in, then only find torn-up clothes. Mirax arched an eyebrow at her husband. And that is funny. How? I would have been amused. The dead apparently find almost anything entertaining. Luke nodded toward Mirax. We need to know if what Dr. Pace alleged about Jedi appropriating artifacts is true. I appreciate your looking into that for me. Gladly, Master Skywalker. Mirax frowned. The items I've brought you have solid pre-Empire provenance. The current anti-Jedi sentiment has depressed the collector prices on that material, while the market for Imperial trinkets is spiking. No accounting for taste, of course, or sense, but if the collectors weren't meant to be skinned, they wouldn't act like nerfs. Do let me know what you learn in this regard. Luke had no doubt that some Jedi were overzealous in their pursuit of things that could link the current order with the one that the Emperor had all but destroyed. But to be stealing mementos from people. While finding items that expand our knowledge of the Jedi is important, doing it at the expense of people and the image of the Jedi is too high a price to pay. Corrin shrugged the evergreen robe on and cinched it with a black tie around his waist. I think the attitude is that we're the Jedi and these relics belong to us, regardless of who found them. I don't agree with it, but I do understand it. I understand it as well, Corrin, and I'm torn. I think having the items to study is valuable, but I'm also not certain if we have the resources and expertise necessary to make the most of them. Luke stroked a hand over his jaw. Dr. Pace and her students have the background and knowledge to be able to put a lot of this material in perspective. I think we need the help of scholars, which means we need to make certain Jedi don't see them as despoilers and thieves of our artifacts. Mirax laughed. Does it strike either of you as ironic, then, that the mission to Bimiel ended up being one that stole Yuuzhan Vong artifacts out from under the Yuuzhan Vong's noses? That observation had occurred to me, yes, Mirax. Luke pressed his fingertips together. The little warning sign they left outside the X-Gal facility included a skull and broken machinery, which makes me believe they consider both warnings of death. Corrin climbed up on the hospital bed and pulled a couple of pillows behind his back. I don't understand the technophobia either. They clearly can produce items through biological means that do everything our machines can. The only difference is that their machines are living. That's a significant difference, though, Corrin. Perhaps in their past, there was a war waged with droids on one side and the Yuuzhan Vong on the other. It might have almost wiped them out. So they have a pathological hatred of machines. The Jedi Master pulled a chair away from the small room's single round table and sat. Who knows? In any event, they might actually view us as evil since we rely on machines so much. If that's their attitude, they just would have loved seeing Jens going over the Yuuzhan Vong body with a digitizer and scanning microscope. Corrin narrowed his eyes. That's not the most disturbing aspect of them, however, to my mind. We have the whole slave issue. The slaves we saw were probably picked up on the rim and once came from the New Republic. I don't recall seeing any of the reptoids you described they're using on Dantooine. Yet you had the six Yuuzhan Vong who infiltrated the compound and tried to murder the refugees. Mirax leaned back against the transparasteel viewport through which sunlight poured. I don't understand why they would do that if these other troops were designated to assault the compound. Corrin shrugged. Well, could be they were like Ganner and decided to disobey orders to seek their own glory. Luke arched an eyebrow at Corrin. You think that's why Ganner came back for you? Part of his reason, yes. And you don't like being in his debt at all, do you? Corrin's expression soured. It's not as bad as being in Booster's debt, but it does rankle a bit. You'll get over it. Mirax gathered her long black hair at the back of her neck and twisted it into a knot. Do you think the Yuuzhan Vong were out for personal glory or something else? Given how poorly they fought, there is no question they were inexperienced. Luke sighed. Yet even at that, they killed a Nogri, which isn't easy. Forensic examination of their bodies has shown very little in the way of scarring, tattooing, and broken bones that both the Bimial body and some of the other specimens we've had do. Either they struck out on their own, or they were given the infiltration assignment as a means for advancement, I would guess. Corrin flexed his left hand. There is another thing I'm not sure I understand. The racks that they had the students in, and the one you've described as holding Jason, they were designed to inflict pain. Not too much, not too little, just pain. We both saw Yuuzhan Vong slay slaves rather ruthlessly, and in my case, for sport, and yet something more. The scarring, tattoos, and broken bones, just having come out of my last bit of back-to-tank therapy, may give me a bad perspective on things, but pain and recreation don't go hand in hand for me. The killing of slaves might not seem like recreation to the Yuuzhan Vong, just something some of them take to very well. Luke opened his arms. We all know there are some Jedi who like using the Force more than others. As for the broken bones and the other things, you've the friend who was a Gand Findsman. You know what he went through to achieve that rank among his people. Perhaps the injuries, tattoos, and scars are rank signs among the Yuuzhan Vong. Mirax raised a hand. Being that I make my living trading in artifacts of cultural significance, it's my sense that most of those signs remain external. The scarring and tattoos make sense, but broken bones? Especially when they destroy symmetry? It doesn't seem right to me. Luke shrugged. It doesn't need to seem right to us, just to the Yuuzhan Vong. Pain and scarring and the rest may serve some higher purpose in their culture. The fact that they have these rack creatures that inflict pain so exactly points that out. I don't know if you noticed it on Bimial, but on Bel-Kadim, the rack holding Jason would have easily accommodated any of the Yuuzhan Vong warriors I saw. Now that you mention it, the Jedi Master continued, I think it is very important to note that their attacks on Dubrillion and Dantooine definitely pointed toward action meant to test us and train soldiers. They're clearly intelligent and seem driven. Leia told me that Lando's assessment of the first wave of Yuuzhan Vong and the second is that the second are definitely more highly trained and skilled. This could be reflective of learning from the first series of attacks or a hint of what might come through in a third wave. Corrin sighed. I didn't like the second wave, the idea of a third, or even a continuation of the second. I'm not looking forward to it at all. It doesn't please me either, but to imagine they're just going to go away after this round of attacks is as foolish as the Senate's belief that the Yuuzhan Vong would not come back after the first. I know, Luke, I know. Corrin hugged his arms around himself. And I'll be there doing what you need done. Nice to know we'll have the New Republic backing us up this time. I agree, Corin. Luke exhaled slowly. For the good of the galaxy, I hope that will be enough.